a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara said, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to take that sentence completely out of context right now. Rashi asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara say, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara could have said, Loi kerab Yosef valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Cheshmen of the Gemara, it makes no difference if it's Rab, hard Gemara, but it makes no difference in the Cheshmen whether it's Rab or it's Rabbi Yosef. And what did Rashi say? Anachinami. But the reason, Nishum, the Rab, Rabbi Yosef, Vilchas kerabba. But mean that the klal is that whenever there's machloik between Rab and Rabbi Yosef, we pass it like Rabba. So it's for that reason the Gemara said, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yosef, rather than Loi Rev Yosef, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's the makar to this idea that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabba and Rev Yosef, we passing like Rabba? It's the Gemara Masechtis Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows: The Hilchas of Kavose Kirav Yosef, Besode Inyanu Machza. The Aloch is like Rev Yosef with regards to three sugyas: the sugya of Soda, the sugya of Inyan, and the sugi of Mechta, three sugis in Masechtas Bava Basra. Vehilchus akavasat Rabbi Yosef besode inyan umechta. Says the Rashbam, mishum de bekuli Gemara, Rabbi v'Rabbi Yosef, hilchus akav Rabbi Yosef. That there isn't a karab. That being that everywhere else where there's a machloisi Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass him like Rabbi. So it's rechlum neimer the hilchus akav Rabbi Yosef manitas. That's what the Gemara had to mention over here, that as it relates to these three cases, Allah is like Rabbi Yosef. In other words, other than these three cases, the halacha is always like Rabba. It's just hilchas akavase, the Rav Yosef besode beinyan ubemechza. Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph has a shaila whether this Gemara that says hilchas akavase the Rav Yosef besode inyan ubemechza, which would seem to imply that everywhere else the halacha is really like Rabba, is that only true in Masechtas Bava Basra? Interesting. Safik. Or is that true, the Kula Gemara, in any sugi in Shas? Meaning, Sada Inyan Mechza of three sugis in Masechtas Bava Basra. So Tais has a tzad that maybe the only time the halach is only like Rabbi Yosef in three cases is in the sugis in Bava Basra. Meaning, all the machloikis in Bava Basra, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, pass like Rabbi, with the exception of three. But this rule has no bearing on anything else going on throughout Shas. And the reason Tais has entertained such a tzad is Tais has a kash in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, which is not Bava Basra, and the Gemara over there said, Hilchas Kavase de Rabbi. And Tais was bothered. Why is it going to say Hilchas Kavase de Rabbi? Rabbi's about plucked in that sugi was Rabbi Yosef. And we always pass like Rabbi. So Tais throws out a possibility that maybe that this rule was only said regarding Bava Basra, but anywhere else in Bava Basra, maybe there's no such policy, there's no such rule that says that the halacha has to be like Rabba. But Tosfos says doiche. Tosfos says v'loy nehira dal karchach kikuli gemara hilchas like Rabba kidemuchach. And then Tosfos starts varfing rayas. Rabbi Kivegi and Gulyan Ashas on that Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph says, take a look in Rashi in Masechtas Erevin Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Which Rashi? Our Rashi that we just learned. Because our Rashi was being mafarish a Gemara in Hilchis Tchumen in Masechtas Erevin. Loi kerabba valibid Rabbi Yehuda. Freit Rashi. Why did the Gemara say kerabba valibid Rabbi Yehuda? For the same price, we could have said kerabba Yosef valibid Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi anachinami. But mishum the rabba Rabbi Yosef hilchas kerabba, with the exception of the three cases that the Gemara mentions above the Basra. So that's why we picked rabba as opposed to picking Rabbi Yosef. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if the whole rule is only true in Bava Basra, we're learning Tumah, we're learning Erevin. Vasat the Satam Bava Basra. So you see from Rashi and Erevin on Beis on the Beis, like Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the rule is that we always pass him like Rabbi. There's three exceptions to the rule. Sada is one, Inyan is two, Mechza is three, Siba of Abasra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. I was thinking, L'chayr, what's the pshat? Why is it that when there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass him like Rabbi? We've spoken a lot about Bisham and Bishillel. We've spoken about Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the Gemara and Irvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We've spoken about Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What if it's Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, that are arguing with Rabbi Yochanan? We've spoken about Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We've spoke about Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi, Va'afilum Rabbi Lazar Bereb Shimon. What's the Chiddush? Va'afilum Rabbi Lazar Bereb Shimon. David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy, Halacha Kemoise B'chomakoy. And the truth is that one of the most common Balei Plukta in Shas is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So if that's the case, why is it when there's a machloik is Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that Halacha is like Rabbi? And the truth is, just to be Moisef on Neufach to the question, and that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Soita, Daf Mem Tes Amud, it's the very last Gemara in Masechtas Soita. So the Mishnah says, Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. We spoke about that last week. Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. Says the Gemara, it's a very surprising Gemara. Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Litana, So Rabbi Yosef heard the Tana say that Mishameis Rabbi Batla Anava. So Rabbi Yosef told the Tana, Loi Tisnei Anava. No, don't say that when Rabbi died, there was no more Anava to Kana. What about me? I'm an Anav. So if I'm an Anav, how can you say Mishameis Rabbi Batla Anava? Now, obviously, this is like Mufrich Minei Obey. I'm an Anav. That means, by definition, that's the greatest proclamation of the Anivas you can possibly make. But either way, you see Rabbi Yosef was an Anav. Because Rabbi Yosef said, like Tisnei Anava, the Kana. So everyone mutches to understand what this all means. But Tachlis, Emikri Yotze Midei Pshut. The bottom line is that Rabbi Yosef said, like Tisnei Anav et Ikanav. So we know Rabbi Yosef was a great Anav. So if Rabbi Yosef was a great Anav, you would think based on the Hagdara that Bisul over Beshameh because of Anivos, Rabbi Leazar Shamuti because of Anivos, Taloch is like Dovin Amelach because Yodai Meluchlechas, Badam Mishfir Bishfil, Gitei Otari Yishol Abayla, which is about Anivos. Halacha Karebi, Afilu Mirabalaz, Rab Shimon, the Yerushalmi, the second paragraph of Masech is Mai because of Anivos, because Mishameis Rabbi Batu Anav. So Rabbi Yosef seemed to have the Mail of Anav. If Rabbi Yosef had the mile of Anava, so you would think, based on that, for sure, that Halacha should be like Rabbi Yosef. But okay, no. We don't know about Rabba. Did Rabba have Anava? We could talk a little bit about that. But above my pay grade, the income of Kaimai. But there's a much bigger kasha. There's a much bigger kasha, and this bigger kasha is the kasha of the Chavis Yoy. The Gemara at the very end of Masechtas Hayris, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a discussion amongst the Chachamim, Sinai v'Oikaharim. Which one is Adif? Is it better to be a Sinai, or is it better to be an Oikaharim? The exact context over there is the Rosh Hashiva had passed away, and they needed to appoint a Rosh Hashiva, and there were two candidates to be Rosh Hashiva. One candidate was Rabba, and the other candidate was Rabbi Yosef. And there was a Shaila, should Rabba be the Rosh Hashiva, or should Rabbi Yosef be the Rosh Hashiva? Rabba was an Oikaharim. He was a super Lamdan. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was a big Baki. And they didn't know. So Shochu Mitam, they sent a letter, a shlichus to Eretz Yisrael. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, could you please paskin for us? Sinai v'Oikaharim, which one is Adif? If Sinai is Adif, Rabbi Yosef is going to be the next Rosh Shiva. If Oikaharim is Adif, then Rabbi is going to be the next Rosh Shiva. They sent back, they said Sinai Adif. The Sinai is Adif. Why? Because Hakol Tzrichim Lamara Dechitaya. Everybody needs, right? You can have all the money in the world, but if there's a hunger outside and you need a bissel vites, you need to come on to the person with chitin. You can be the biggest lamdan, but if you need to know a mishnah or a breiser or a halach and shulchan aruch, at the end of the day, you have to come on to the Sinai. So they sent back and they said Sinai Yadav. The Gemara says, based on that, Rabbi Yosef was supposed to be the Rosh Shiva. But Rabbi Yosef didn't want to be the Rosh Shiva because he heard that he was going to be Rosh Shiva for 2 years and then he was going to die. The astrologers told him. So he let Rabbi be Rosh Shiva. Rabbi was Rosh Shiva for 22 years. Chav Beishanim. Afterwards, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Shiva for 2.5 years. And that the rest is history. Hadron Allah Masechtas Hayris, right? That's the end of Hayris. It's also the last number of Masechtas Brachas. But the Gemara says, Sinai v'Oikaharim, which one is Adif? The Gemara says that Sinai is Adif. Tosfos, in Masechtas Erev, in Daf Mem Amud Aleph discusses, whenever there's a machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, what are we passing like? Do we pass like Rav Sheshes, or do we pass like Rav Chizda? So Tosfos says, I don't have any rule for this, but I can maybe create one. Why? Because the Gemara says later, Masechtas Erev, we're going to get to it soon, that Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. He was a tremendous Baki. Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. The Gemara says when Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda with me, so Rav Sheshes was intimidated to talk to Rav Chizda because he was always afraid he was going to come with a Chakira and all of this. And Rav Chizda was always intimidated for Rav Sheshes because he thought he was going to tell him a Sfar, he was going to frag him up from 9 Yerushalmis. So when they used to talk and learning, it was always there was a lot of angst because Rav Sheshes was a Sinai and Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. They weren't perfectly aligned. And as a result, they intimidated each other. Says Tosis, aha. So Rav Sheshes is a Sinai, Rav Chizda is an Oikaharim. And the Gemara says in Hayris Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Sinai v'Oikaharim, Sinai Yadav, Hakol Tzarich Lamar Chitayo. So if that's the case, I think the Halacha should be like Rav Sheshes. Because you see, Sinai Yadav. Now just to be clear, the Gemara in Hayris Yud Aleph was talking about who should be Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara is discussing the qualifications of Reish Masifta. Sinai v'Oikaharim, Sinai Yadav. The Tosfos is discussing Psak Halacha, who is asking like. But says Tosfos Chiddush, that just like the Gemara comes out, Sinai Adif in Hayris Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and in Brachis Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, so too as it relates to Psak Halacha. If there's ever a Shaila between a Sinai and an Oikaharim, Sinai Adif. If that's the case, let's put it all together. Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Sinai v'Oikaharim, Sinai Adif. Tosfos says in Erev and Daf Nem Amud Aleph, just like that's true with regards to who gets the shtela, it's also true with regards to Psak Halach. That's why the Halach is like Rav Shesh, it's all Rav Chizik. Rav Shesh is the senior, Rav Chizik is like Gaharim. If that's the case, Freik Techavis Yair, Hafoich Ba the Kulaba, it's true, Vatzadik Dalit. So Freik Techavis Yair, why is it that when there's a machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, that Halach is always like Rabbi, with three exceptions, saw the Indian of Mechza. Lachar Rabbi was like Gaharim, Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, and if Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, Sinai Yodav. So says the Chavis Yor, Bishloim, according to the Tzad that Tosfos has, in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that this rule of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is only true in Mesechtes Bava Basra. Oh, it's only in Bava Basra. So then it doesn't bother me. But Tosfos was doich. And Rashi says in our Sugya, Erevin, this important Rashi, Erevin on Beis Amud Beis, in the world of Klalei Apsak, this is another tremendous Rashi. Every daf we have one. So if you look for it, they're always there. So here you have an important klal, and that is Rabbi of Rav Yosef. The Halacha is always like Rabba. L'chura, Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Sinai va'Oikaharim, Sinai Yadav. So we have two words. Rabbi Yosef was the Tachlis and Midas Anova. Like Tisni Anovit, Ika Anov. I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Menachem. So Mishnas Menachem is a two-volume Likud of Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he said about the Tanam and Amiram. So Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Sichas used to talk a lot about the Tanam and Amiram. So this came out recently. There's a Likud from Torah, Tavshin Peh, Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe about the Tanam and Amiram. So on Rabbi Yosef, so he talks about Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, and he says, when we say Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, and by the way, just to be clear, just so you know the rest of the story, right, there are a lot of Sinais in Shas. We just mentioned Rav Cheches was a Sinai. We've spoken a lot about Sinai va'oikaharim, Rav Echot, Rav Kamuz, I mean, this is something we've talked about a lot. But in the Halicha Soilon, he says that whatever, and this is in Shar Rishon, if you want to look it up, and this is Perik Shlishi, Ois Beis. We mentioned earlier Ois Aleph, this is an Ois Beis. So it says, anytime it says Stam Sinai in Shas, it's Rabbi Yosef. Stam Sinai in Shas. Just like Stam Acherim is Rav Meir, Stam Reish Shoimrim is Rav Nosson, Sabi the Sur is Rav Chizda, Dayani the Pompadis is Rav Papa Brashmu, right? You have all these rules and policies of who's who. So if you find the word Sinai, it's always Rav Yosef. So that's why was Rav Yosef Sinai? Because Sinai, yeah, it's Milosh and Baki, but Tarti the Mashma. Rav Yosef said, like Tisni Anov and the Ika Anov. And that was Har Sinai. Har Sinai is Gevena, it was a bag. Oh, but it's Gehalt Klein. And Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Who's Rabbi Yosef? But Rabbi Yosef was like Har Sinai. He kept himself small. And that's why Sinai in Chas is Rabbi Yosef. He's Meirich about the Midas HaNova of Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef had, he checks off all the boxes. He has the Midas HaNova, L'chaira. And not just that, Rabbi Yosef is also the Sinai. Sinai Vaikarim, Sinai Yodav. So what's the Pshat? We paskin like Rabbi. So just one Ha'ara that I saw years ago, I don't remember where, but I saw this. And that is, I saw in the name of the Rogachov a guy, the Tzachnas Panech. He said that the reason we're not passing like Rabbi Yosef is because we know from Gemara's and Shas that Rabbi Yosef went through an illness during his lifetime and he forgot his learning. And that's why there's many Gemara's and Shas where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, I never heard this. Loi shmili. And then Abaye, it's usually Abaye, tells Rabbi Yosef, oh, no, you heard it. You told it to us. This is how you explained it. You had this kashi, you had this raya, you had this teretz. But you see that Rabbi Yosef, unfortunately, at some point in his life, he forgot his learning. And you see he didn't have clarity in his learning. And as much as Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, but the Rogachov Goyen said that Rabbi Yosef had forgotten Zayin Lernin. And it's because of that he wasn't Zoycha that Halacha should become Oisle. That's the reason. It's because he forgot his learning. And Chanami, Rabbi Yosef technically had all the criteria that it should be Halacha Kemoisle. He's Midas HaNova. He's Sinai. He's Sinai Tarti B'mashma. He's like Har Sinai B'tachlis O'anova. And he's like Har Sinai. I mean, just to bring out this point, by the way, the point of Anova and Torah, right? Why should Psak Halacha be told in Anova? There's a line for Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's an unbelievable line. It's in Ruach Chaim. It's in Perek Aleph on the Mishnah Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. One line. The Ilu Haya Achshav Adam Anov K'Moshe. He's talking about the Anova of Moshe. He says, if there was a person today, in Tavshin Pei Aleph, if there was a person that was an Onav Kemosha, Hayavadai Zoicha Letoira Beshlemos Kemosha. He says, you want to know why there's no Moshe Rabbeinu today? Because there's no Onav like Moshe Rabbeinu today. There's a direct correlation between Anova and between Godless and Torah. And Rabbi Yosef had that Godless. Rabbi Yosef was Sinai. Right? Moshe Kibbutz Torah me Sinai. Everyone says Moshe God is Midos Anova from Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was called a Sinai. Because Rabbi Yosef was Betachlas Anova. He was also a Sinai. But why is the Halacha Kerabba Lebar Miklas? The reason is because he had Shikchas HaTorah, and the Tzafnas Paneach said it was because of the fact that he lost his learning, he forgot so much of his Torah, that he wasn't Zoicha, that it should be Halacha K'moseh.